This is Morning Edition on WKAR. I'm Emily Fox. Thursday is the day we dive into the big political news of the week. And this week revealed yet another development in the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal. A lawsuit was filed Monday by former MSU field hockey player Erica Davis. The lawsuit alleges that Nassar drugged her and raped her during an appointment at MSU in 1992. Davis was 17 at the time. The lawsuit says George Perlis, who was the athletic director for part of that year, was aware of the assault and covered it up, and campus police wouldn't pursue it. Perlis is now an MSU trustee. I'm joined now by WKAR Scott Pohl to explain MSU's role in this latest claim. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Emily.
So this assault happened in 1992 when Larry Nassar was a medical student at MSU. Does this mean that this is now the earliest sexual assault case related to Nassar at Michigan State?
Well, prior to this, Emily, Larissa Boyce has said that she came forward with her story about being abused by Nassar in 1997. Up to now, we've thought of that as the first time that someone made this sort of charge against him, so 1992 would be 5 years earlier than that.
George Perlis is accused of covering up this case. Tell us how that cover-up played out in the early 90s.
Well, all of this is according to the lawsuit that was filed on Monday. It went like this. Erica Davis was a freshman on scholarship to play field hockey at MSU in 1992. After the rape that she alleges, friends convinced her to tell her coach, Martha Ludwig. Ludwig is then said to have confronted Nassar, and she obtained a videotape of the incident. She also told George Perlis, who was both athletics director and head football coach in 1992. Now, the lawsuit alleges that Perlis intervened, and that intervention came in the form of forcing Ludwig to resign from her coaching job, sign a non-disclosure agreement, and return that videotape. Perlis resigned as AD that year, but coached the football team for two more seasons. The lawsuit also alleges that the plaintiff became pregnant as a result of the rape and later miscarried. She also lost her field hockey scholarship. And a final note, Emily, that the lawsuit charges MSU police at the time with doing nothing when the rape was reported to them, indicating that it would be a mistake to take on someone with the power Perlis wielded on campus at that time.
Tell us more about George Perlis's role at the university now.
Perlis was nominated by Michigan Democrats to run for the MSU Board of Trustees back in 2006. He won an 8-year term and was re-elected to another 8-year term in 2014. So his seat on the board won't be up for election again until 2022.
You cover the MSU administration and the Board of Trustees. Victims and others have not been happy with how the board and university has handled the fallout from Larry Nassar. What do you think will happen at the university and trustee level now that Perlis has been named in this case?
Well, to say the least, the board and interim MSU president John Engler have been harshly criticized over the last year or so. There have been widespread calls for all of them to resign or for the board to fire Engler. A number of recent board meetings have been disrupted by Nassar's sister survivors, including their families, plus faculty, staff, and students known collectively as Reclaim MSU. The August 31st meeting was comparatively calm, though. Several people did speak during public comment. The next meeting is on October 26th, and it wouldn't be a surprise to see the tension ratchet up again after the filing of this lawsuit, especially targeting Perlis.
How has Michigan State University reacted to this news?
Well, university spokesperson Emily Grant issued a statement reiterating that MSU is sorry for Nassar's abuses and that these allegations are being taken seriously. What's gone unsaid so far is how John Engler or any of the trustees might be reacting, and that includes efforts to reach out to some of them, including Perlis himself. We also haven't heard back yet from attorneys representing the plaintiff.
WKAR's Scott Pohl filling us in on the earliest case of sex abuse by Larry Nassar on MSU's campus. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you.